So I just thought we can is he all right now?
Oh, he's just don't fuss.
Okay. Now, different. This is a wooden fence out in front of the house.
Picket fence.
Okay. Now, is this must these come to a point to be a picket fence in your mind?
In my mind, yes.
Okay. If it didn't come to a point, what would you call it?
Fence.
Okay.
Splat fence.
Okay. Is that?
I mean, I don't know that I would designate it really.
Okay. And how these are fences that they use out in the farm? They're made. They put them. They have sharp
barbed wire.
Right. And now, when you think of a rail fence, what do you think of?
Split rail fence.
Okay. Could you draw what the way they look, what it looks like when you think of a rail fence in your mind with kind of a... Nailed on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a very neat fence. Have you ever seen a stake and rider fence or a
not
or
by a, that name?
A stake and rider fence is one that looks like this.
Oh, with the cross pieces.
Right, and then the other one is a zigzag fence that go this way.
Oh.
You see where they just pile them up like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you, when these things you drive into the ground that we spoke of, you sink when you're building a fence and the corner.
The posts.
Right. And a wall or fence made of loose stones or rock.
Drywall.
Drywall.
Very
good. I've never heard that before. And now, what did you say in the what was in the butler's pantry?
The sink.
And what kinds of things were kept there, though?
The china, the crystal, the service for the table.
Okay. Have you ever ever heard of this word you just mentioned, the first word you mentioned for the dishes? Have you ever heard of something that's put in a nest to fool a hen? The china?
Yes, the china egg that's put in there.
Exactly. Now, this is a wooden vessel used for carrying water.
Bucket.
Okay. How about it's made of tin?
Okay.
If it were made of tin, would it still be the same?
Yes. Or a pail.
But you'd probably
call it a bucket.
Call them both a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is something used for carrying out refuse out from the kitchen. Things you'd be in the kitchen.
The garbage cans.
Okay, that's right. Now, and something used for preparing eggs.
Beater,
yes,
or mixer.
That's good. That's a bad example. I mean, something where if you're going to cook the eggs with...
skillet.
Right. Any other term you might use?
Frying pan.
Okay, but skillet is your
skillet.
First. Okay. And this is a heavy iron vessel with a large opening. It might be used for cooking a big bowl of soup or something. A big pot of soup. Would you call it a pot or a kettle?
Pot.
And what do you use the term kettle? How do you use that?
As a for hot boiling hot water.
Okay. And what would you put the word is?
Kettle.
Okay. I think we're about through here.